This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's a big idea we'll keep following as automation and software take over many jobs formerly held by humans. It's called a universal basic income, a policy in which all citizens get money from the government. There's some interesting experiments going on here and around the world. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell starts us off on a series we'll have this week. Good morning, Chris.
Hello, David.
So here in the U.S., with the recent triumph of Donald Trump and a brand of the conservative movement, this notion of a universal basic income is getting more attention.
Universal basic income is one of those ideas that attracts strange bedfellows. I mean, Huey Long, remember in the 1930s, Louisiana, he had to share the wealth program. And then in the 1960s, conservative economist Milton Friedman, he suggested the idea of a universal basic income. And in more recent history, Charles Murray. He's conservative at the American Enterprise Institute, and he is promoting a $13,000 universal basic income. Here's the twist, and here's the attraction for conservatives. You're going to get your universal basic income, and we're going to get rid of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, and so on. Get rid of the whole social safety net in return for universal basic income.
The American Enterprise Institute has a proposal, and what would it be? How much money?
$10,000 plus $3,000, additional $3,000 for health insurance. Now, as you can imagine, this particular idea isn't going over very well among the more liberal proponents of the idea. What they see this as, it's a supplement to income. It's a supplement to a lot of social safety net programs like Social Security.
And now you think the ascent of Donald Trump could give this idea some added juice?
Donald Trump's promised to bring back a lot of high-quality mining, manufacturing jobs. But what if they don't emerge? An alternative is people to say, hey, let's use the universal basic income to raise the wages, the living standards of these workers. So Silicon Valley and manufacturing could come together and really give this idea some life.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.